the federal government's given the opposition, independents and Greens little more than three parliamentary sitting days to pass or reject its package of media changes unveiled yesterday. And this morning, the Broadband and Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, isn't backing down on his insistence that the package is non-negotiable. He says the legislation has to be passed by Thursday next week or the changes won't proceed. The government's proposing tighter regulation of media ownership and higher press standards with a new statutory media watchdog. There'll be a new public interest test to vet any significant media mergers and takeovers. The package has been met by a remarkable battering on News Limited front pages this morning, one comparing the minister to Mao, Stalin and Kim Jong-un. News Limited says the proposal is an attack on the freedom of speech. Senator Conroy's spoken with Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Senator Conroy, the Daily Telegraph has your picture up with Stalin, Chairman Mao, Fidel Castro and other infamous world leaders with the headline, "These despots believe in controlling free speech. Conroy joins them." One photo has been doctored depicting you as Joseph Stalin. Are you a despot?
Well, but I've said before that the people shouldn't buy the Daily Telegraph for its political commentary. They should buy it for the sports pages, and I think the Daily Telegraph proves again why that remains a truism.
A central plank of the changes that you revealed yesterday is a public interest advocate, a government bureaucrat, to consider a public interest test in deciding on whether future media mergers should be allowed to go ahead.
That's actually what the ACCC does. The ACCC has a statutory independent public servant that makes judgments on competition policy based on media mergers and other things. But the public interest advocate's job is to test whether or not a merger in the media sector, as well as that competition test applied by the ACCC, would be in the public interest. And there's a number of issues and criteria, like audience reach, frequency and depth of services, cumulative impact. They're the sorts of tests that should be applied before we see any further reduction in the diversity of media in this country.
Both News Limited and Fairfax are questioning this public interest advocate role, saying it could have the power to act against members of the press council or other bodies that didn't meet the government's standards, effectively government regulation.
Well, that's just not the case at all. Public interest advocate, when it comes to the press council functions, is simply a registration function that the press council itself is upholding its own positions. I mean, what Australians want to see is the media be accountable through the Australian Press Council. The government or the advocate are not changing a single standard that the press council currently has. So there's no government intervention. The government aren't funding the press council, as some people have claimed would be the end of the world as we know it. But the government aren't introducing any new rules. The advocate's not introducing any rules. What the advocate does is ensure that the rules of self-regulation actually do apply.
News Limited's Kim Williams says the changes you're pushing will mean that the Gillard government will be the first Australian government outside wartime to attack freedom of speech by seeking to introduce a regime which effectively institutes government-sanctioned journalism.
Well, as I said, that's simply not the case, and the facts of what we announced yesterday demonstrate that that is not the case. Australians want the press to be as accountable as they want politicians, and sports people and business people. And the self-regulatory regime that has operated for most of the last 10 years has been a lapdog. The Press Council has been a lapdog that's been controlled and run by the proprietors of the newspapers. There's no governance model that suggests that the proprietors should control the regulatory watchdog. And that's what we've got at the moment. And despite the significant improvements have taken place since the state debate started. I mean, let me be very clear about this. That lapdog was a laughingstock within the sector, a laughingstock within the broader community. Some significant improvements have been made since this debate started. Some might say because this debate has started. Well, what we want to do is ensure conditions and the standards that the Press Council have now introduced will be delivered. Australians don't want to see, just because there's no public debate about whether or not there should be a change in the regulations, they don't want to see the standards diminished and reduced. But for people to try and pretend that the way the Press Council was treated and considered by the sector, the media proprietors, as anything other than a lapdog is pure nonsense.
You've given the opposition, Greens and Independents, 10 days to pass this package. Effectively, little more than three parliamentary sitting days, saying it's not negotiable. What's the rush, given that you've sat on this media reform for a year?
This has been debated. There's been two public inquiries. There's been public comment, newspaper articles for over a year. This is not new. All of the issues have been kicked around. All of the issues have been debated and discussed.
With respect, and though, no one's seen the detail of your proposed legislation.
And all of the principles and ideas have been publicly canvassed for over 2 years.
But if it's not passed by Thursday next week, you'll abandon media reform.
We won't be proceeding. We've got a limited time left available in the parliamentary sitting calendar. We have the budget in the next week, and then we have 1 or 2 weeks left before we move into an election process.
But you'll walk away from media reform if it's not through Thursday week.
As we said, we will not proceed with this. So the Parliament has a very clear choice. Support the legislation, or this will not proceed.
The Communications Minister, Senator Stephen Connery, speaking there with our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane.